dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen.
'90s and more. 105.7.
CFW.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Knew too much. Does that make
It's 105.7 CFW here at Civic Media. We are going to have complete coverage of the election returns tomorrow. Make sure you are listening. You can go to civicmedia.us for information there. And, of course, on our family of stations. Here's Corey Hart.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
CFW.
Yeah.
1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Cranberries are on 105.7 CFW on the ride home with Jay Roberts. Streaming live on the Civic Media mobile app. You can catch us also on your Alexa smart speaker. Ask her kindly. She'll do what you need. Just say, Alexa, stream WCFW. And she'll do the rest. Bengals are on CFW.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Like my mother, she's never satisfied. get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air on WCFW, on the web at WCFW.FM, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc. Veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin officials say nearly 55,000 pounds of unused or expired medications were collected around the state for Drug Takeback Weekend. The event took place over the last weekend of October, giving residents a chance to get rid of their unused or unwanted medications to reduce the risk of opioid addiction. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this fall's takeback total was slightly lower than last spring's and about 5,000 pounds lower than last fall's. Officials are waiting for national numbers to see where Wisconsin ranked. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visited Rice Lake over the weekend to make a final call for supporters to get to the polls. Kennedy spoke at the University of Wisconsin's Barron County campus, telling his supporters to cast their votes for former President Donald Trump. Kennedy had initially entered the race as an independent candidate, but dropped out and endorsed former President Trump earlier this year. He also sued to have his name removed from the Wisconsin ballot, but was unsuccessful as he did not withdraw before the deadline to have his name removed. The Eau Claire Police Department has determined that an officer involved in a shooting incident on May 24th acted appropriately and complied with department policy. The incident involved a domestic disturbance on 2nd Street, during which the suspect pointed a revolver at the officer before trying to retreat into the home. Believing that the victim was in significant danger, the officer shot at 53-year-old Thomas Burback and grazed his back. Burback was taken into custody and entered a not guilty plea to 4 charges against him in September. One person was killed in a 2-vehicle crash in Eau Claire County on Friday afternoon. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on County Road D in the town of Otter Creek at around 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Their initial investigation found that one of the vehicles had crossed over the center line and hit another vehicle head-on. One of the drivers, 18-year-old Ryan Jolson of Osseo, was taken to the hospital following the crash but died due to his injuries. The other suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with showers pushing back into the area later on. Temps fall down to around 50 tonight and stay near there tomorrow with clouds and on and off periods of rain. Clearing out for Wednesday. Highs near 50 and with more sun Thursday, highs low 50s. Currently 57 degrees. CFW.
To start again. It's a
Billy Idol is on 105.7 CFW. National Candy Day today. I mentioned this earlier in the show, and if you are thinking that rather than adding to your waistline and consuming all the leftover candy from Halloween, maybe you want to donate some. How would you like to sell it? Cash for Candy will pay you $10 a pound for your unwanted candy, and it'll do something good. It'll send that candy to troops overseas. So give it a try. HealthyWage.com/cashforcandy if you're interested. Or drop it off here at the radio station. We'll take care of it. Just kidding.
Think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you get me, so I let my walls come down, down. Before you met me, I was alright, but things were kinda heavy. You brought me to life, now every February you'll be my valentine.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts.
80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.